Dirty Dancing. You're going out for the night with your two girlfriends. You're dressed for the dancing clubs. You're wearing a low-cut peasant blouse and a short pleated skirt to show off your legs. You have low heels on and you're feeling very sexy. Your black thong and lacy push-up bra make you feel like a temptress. The girls arrive and you all go downtown. You stop at different clubs and dance and look for good-looking guys to dance with. Your girlfriends look very good, and you all dance together, and the guys watch. You all get more daring and sexual as you dance, and you love the looks you are getting. It's getting later, and you still have... And still, there have not... and still, there have been no really hot guys in any of the clubs you've been to. You all decide to try one last place. You leave and walk through the district looking for the right place. You hear the right music out on the street and head for the sound. It's a smaller club, but it looks very busy, and there is a line out the door. The three of you flirt with the doorman and he lets you all inside with a smile. Lights are low and the music is loud. You look around and see that all the sexy guys are here at this club. You feel a tingling when you realize that. You and your girls find a table right off the dance floor and order from the waitress. You see a guy standing at the other side of the dance floor. He's watching the dancers as he watches you, you can see his eyes, and he is looking each girl up and down from head to toe as they dance. You see desire on his face and a sensual smile on his lips. He's dressed in black, tight black jeans and black shirt, with the throat open to his chest. His sleeve cuffs are folded to the middle of his forearms. You can see he has a tan. You watch him walk over to a girl in a short, tight-fitting dress, a bright blue. She is very pretty and sexy. He asks her to dance, and you watch them step out on the dance floor. She starts and watches him and his every move. He dances with his whole body and seems to move like a cat. So smooth and supple. She can't take her eyes off him, and he dances with more sexuality and abandon as you watch. He seems to respond to her moves and dances closer. You watch him, but glance at her and see that she can't take her eyes off him still. The waitress comes with your beverages, and it distracts you only for a moment before you're watching the guy in black again. You realize that there are two girls, at least, that can't take their eyes off him as he dances. And you feel the flash of jealousy spread through you, and you shake your head and think, he doesn't even know I exist. What am I doing? As you keep your eyes on him more because you can't look away now, the song ends. She stays there and reaches out to take his hands and keep him for the next dance, but he turns away and walks across the dance floor to stand in another spot and look over the crowd again. You watch her and see disappointment in her face, and you get the feeling that she is not what he's looking for tonight. Another dance tunes up with a heavy beat as you continue to watch him. You feel a hand on your arm and turn to face one of your girlfriends. She pulls in your arm and yells over the music, "Let's dance!" You let her tug you out on the dance floor, and you both start moving to that beat. As you dance, as you dance, you realize that you have lost the guy in black in the crowd. You move with the rhythm of the music and look around the dance floor, half expecting to see him dancing with another girl. Finally, that was my arm. Like, I have to explain myself. Oh God. Okay. Finally, you spot him across the floor, and he's not dancing. In fact, he's staring, and he's now staring at you. You try not to let him see that you're looking at him, your eyes, but look up under your lashes to see if he's really watching you. You have a thought, and before you can double think, you start to dance with more of your hips and body and try to be sexual. Your eyes still hiding behind your lashes. You see him watch you, and he's now moving his hips as he's standing there. The movement matching the movement of your hips. You get even dirtier and move your hips like you're Jesus. Like you're humping a firm, thick thigh. And he, okay. Alright. A firm thick thigh, and he spreads his knees a bit and thrusts his hips in time with yours. You suddenly have that second thought and you realize what you're doing. You look back at your partner and she is standing still in the dance floor and looking at you with their mouth hanging wide open. You flush with embarrassment and then shrug your shoulders. You see her eyes look behind you and her mouth seems to drop open even further. You feel a hand on your shoulder and you turn to find a guy in black looking down at you. Oh man. With a wicked smile on his face. He looks at you and says, "Maybe you should be dancing with me, baby." He slides his hand around your waist and pulls you to him. He takes your other hand in his, holding your arm out as his hand around your waist slides up. Slides to your ass. He slips his thigh between your legs and starts to move. He sambas with you, and his footwork is so graceful as you try to follow him. His thigh is between yours, and with each move of his hips, he is rubbing it against your pussy. You feel burning heat in your loins, and you feel his hand on your ass caressing and pressing you against his thigh. You feel suddenly dizzy and even feebly try to turn and pull away from him, but his body is so supple and hot that you just let yourself go, and you seem to float in his arms without touching the floor. He presses his cheek to yours, and you feel the roughness of a shave against your skin. You feel his hot sweat. Sweet breath, and you have the sensation that he's going to take you there on the dance floor, and you almost want that at this moment. Music ends, and you feel like it's lasted for hours, but only seconds. You feel your heart pounding, and you know you are flushed and hot, but not from the dancing, but the touching. He still holds you in his arms, in his arm, as you both move off the dance floor. He asks if you want something to drink. You manage to say, "A Coke, please." I'm terrible at this. He looks at you and says, "Stay here. I'll be right back." You watch him move towards the bar and you look around for your girlfriends. You see them rush over. You say, "Let's go right now, girls. I need to get out of here." "Why?" Okay. You push them toward the door and protests and questions and you ignore them. As you escape past the doorman, you can feel the wetness between your legs and you tremble. You and the girls walk down the street with them still asking you questions. You tell them it was too hot in there for you and you want to go home now. Okay. They are both disappointed and they start walking back to the car, giving you the cold shoulder, as they should. You start to fall behind on the dark street with the closed doors lining it. They turn a corner ahead of you, and just as you start to hurry to catch, what? Oh, okay, They turn a corner ahead of you, and just as you start to hurry to, as they start to hurry to catch you, hear quick footsteps behind you. Before you can look back, you feel a strong hand on your shoulder spin you around. It is him. His eyes are glowing with heat. You look down at his gaze. He overpowers you. He says, "Went to get you a drink and you ran out on me?" He puts his hands on your shoulders and holds you. He says, "We danced together like you wanted me. I could feel it." You look away and say, "I should go home." He pulls you to him, and as he look up, he kisses you, his mouth hungry on yours. You put your hands on his chest and try to push him away, but you go weak. Then you wrap your arms around his neck and kiss him back with passion, your lips burning on his legs, your lips burning on his, your legs trembling and your heart pounding. You know you wanted it. The kiss breaks, and you are both breathing fast. He takes you by the arm and pulls you into an app. Okay. All right. Okay. And pulls you into an alley between two stores. It's narrow and dark. He presses you against the cold bricks, and his kisses are all over you, along with his hands. He reaches up and pulls your blouse and bra down, and his mouth is on your breast, his lips sucking your nipples. You wrap your arms around his neck and hold on to him. He pushes his knee between your legs, spreading them, and his hand is down on your thigh, lifting your skirt. He cups your pussy in his hands and rubs you through your panties. He can feel your wetness soaking through the satiny fabric of your panties. Okay. He pulls your panties to the side between your thighs, and you feel two of his fingers slide inside your pussy. He fingers you as he sucks your nipples and covers your breasts with sucking love bites. You are so wet and hot, you are flowing on his fingers and dripping on your thighs. He slides his finger inside the crotch of your panties and yanks them away from you, ripping them off your hips. He reaches down and fumbles with his belt buckle as your hands and arms pull him closer. He unbuckles and unzips and then pushes his pants down around his knees. He reaches down and slides his hand behind one of your knees and lifts your leg as he his cock between your thighs. You feel his throbbing hardness touch your pussy, and then you feel the swollen head of his thick cock spread your lips open as he enters you. You feel the length and thickness of his cock fill your pussy. He shoves his hips into you and starts pumping his cock in your hot pussy. You hold on to his neck and lift yourself so he can ram his cock even deeper into you. He grunts as he flexes you, and you moan as your ass is banged against the wall by his hips. You cry out as he flexes you even harder. And then you let go and feel your pussy coming all over his engorged cock. He bellows and you feel his cock. Damn! You feel his hot cums shooting into your pussy in thick streams. You come again on his cock and you feel him feel you. You hear echoes of your cries and his bellows in the closed alleyway. He holds you up because you can't stand now. He draws his dripping cock out of your pussy. You lean back against the wall, breathing hard, your heart pounding as you watch him pull his pants up, buckle his belt. He reaches out and takes your chin in his hands, looks into your eyes and says, "What's your name, baby?" Still breathing hard, you reply, "Katie. My name is Katie, baby." Oh, man. He reaches in his pocket and pulls out a card. He tucks it into your lace, black lace bra, still pulled down off your breast, and says, "Here's my card. Give me a call." What? Okay. You. You look down on the ground, knowing your panties must be somewhere. Damn. You see where he tossed them. You bend down to pick them up. You stand straight again. You look around and he is gone. Your eyes search the darkness, and then you stuff your torn, torn panties into your purse and straighten out your clothes and head out of the alleyway to find your car and your girlfriends that will be waiting for you. You know you will not be able to resist calling the number on the card under a single name.